Hello and welcome to the Ascension Activation Week 3. This is our second MP3 for the week, and this is connecting to the unified field of global consciousness. This is a meditation that I actually suggest listening to the first MP3 and the second MP3 close together. I've kept the frequency of the music the same so that you can flow from one to the other. So, what we're going to be doing with this meditation is really exploring, understanding, and grounding down the law of oneness. We often hear people say, "Why do I have to do all the work? I don't see the point why I'm going through all the pain to help others in their ascension process." And now when we consider the idea, why do I have to do all the work? This is pure ego. This is third dimension, thinking and still believing in separation. And separation, as we've come to discover, is an illusion. And as we integrate into the fourth and fifth dimension, we really do come to feel and know we're all one and we're part of a larger organism. We're part of a collective. And just as individual cells in our physical body are like small people doing their work, keeping the system up and keeping things running, we are a part of a much bigger ecosystem that needs us and our functioning to stay vibrant. So just as our physical body gets ill through misprogramming with the wrong data that causes our cells to go into chaos, the same thing happens with this planet that we live on together. As long as we're stuck in the third dimension and in ego and fear belief systems, as long as we're there, the system is out of balance. And what we're really doing right now together, we're at the point where people are waking up and recognizing that we're all part of the same whole, that there is no separation. And as we step in to our meditation today, I invite you to really not only consider, but consider taking inside of you as your belief that whatever you've signed up to carry as your human burden in this lifetime, that this is not yours alone. In fact, whatever you feel the heaviness that you're carrying, it's not even really about you. Consider that you've signed up to be the vessel of transmutation for the whole. And as you take in this new knowing, feel the shift. Everything that's kept you feeling separate, anything that's still lingering, notice how it softens. You might find some variation of, "Oh, my pain is not about me." And when you consider that if it's not about me, then I am the one who volunteered to carry this into a physical body, so that I would one day, which is today, wake up and realize that I choose to transmute it. Not only because I want myself to feel better and shine as brightly as possible, but because I am connected to everyone and everything. So, everything that we change and heal today, we're doing so for the collective. So then our lives become a life of service to the collective. There's no need to lose our individuality, but it becomes so much more beautiful and lighter and brighter. So we're going to step right back into the practice from the first MP3 for this week with this new knowing. I invite you to find your breath. We'll do this a little bit more quickly, coming present. And notice how much more fluid it feels this time around. Call your attention and focus out of the past and out of the future. Just feel those cords coming back to you right here and now, so that you're 100% fully here. Feel your light start to brighten and expand. Connect to your heart, and just simply by casting your awareness to your heart center, feel it respond. Feel the power of your awareness. You're connecting to your heart center. This is all your intention and energy. Send your heart love and joy and gratitude. Feel it continue to brighten and expand. So in our first activation for this week, we really expanded and cleared our aura. So maybe notice if you can't just instantaneously reconnect to that healed and enlightened and expanded you. See how big you can feel your aura. Send love and joy and gratitude to your heart, and feel your heart just so fluidly and so easily. It takes much less coaxing now. It's just become this easy muscle that's ready to expand. Your heart sending love and joy and gratitude is just so big. It's beyond your body. It's out to the edges of your aura. And now with this connection to the universal field, to global consciousness, I invited you at the close of our first meditation for this week to feel those rainbow sparkles right at the edges of your aura. This is new information from the field. This is all the light and all the energy that's present, that sees you. And feel it all around, 360 degrees in all directions. These beautiful rainbow sparkles of light are almost joyously greeting your beautiful bright aura. Find that light in your heart. And now notice, we're gonna do one more sweep of our energetic field. So now that we've stepped into the idea that this is not our journey alone, that there's nothing about our particular human condition that's unique to us alone, that our higher self so fully knows the beautiful act of service for the collective that we are doing by being willing to transmute whatever heaviness that we've carried thus far. So check in with your energetic body. Check in also with your mental body, your belief systems here. I have the feeling that with this cognitive shift, there'll be some mental beliefs that'll be willing to be released. So you might even connect to the energetic area of your brain as well as your aura. Any heaviness, any blockages, anything that's ready for release and upgrade, knowing that everything you choose to release not only helps you, you are doing this, you are serving the collective. This is going to be upgraded for everyone so that it no longer exists in its heavy form. So call it into your heart, whatever you're ready to transmute into the light of your heart instantaneously, your heart light. Wow, can you feel those rainbow sparkles start to activate within your heart center? This is the universal consciousness really already within your heart center. Feel how much lighter you feel. So breathing in again, whether you are aware of what you're calling in for release, maybe there is actually something you've been carrying that you're mentally so aware of. Now you're ready to let it go because you know it's not yours. You signed up to transmute it for everyone. So call it into the light of your heart. Feel it instantaneously transmuted into golden light. Golden light with these beautiful rainbow sparkles. There you are. Your aura is not only expanding, but these rainbow sparkles of light are throughout your entire aura. And this is almost as if it's the the connection to everything, to oneness. So that there is really no need for separation within your aura and your auric field, that you can let this light and this love from universal consciousness in. Three more breaths here, breathing in, calling in anything else that's come loose or come up that's ready to be let go of. Any last parts of your ego that are holding on to your pain because this is your identity, whatever you're ready to release there, into the light of your heart instantaneously, instantly, more golden light. Golden light with these beautiful rainbow sparkles. This is you, and this is you connected to the universal field. Feel how much you belong. Feel how much you're needed. Feel how loved you are. Two more breaths, breathing in, calling in any heaviness. Instantaneously, more light from your heart. More rainbow sparkles of light expanding out throughout your aura. One more breath here, breathing in anything that's lingering, that you're ready to let go of the story of the drama of the heaviness. Call it in. Ah, and there it is, more light. More rainbow sparkling light, more golden light. This is you. You can feel your individuality. You can feel your energetic body. You can feel the golden light of your heart and feel also those beautiful rainbow sparkles, not only right at the edge of the aura, but they're intrinsically throughout your aura and in your heart center. This is your connection to the universal field, to the unified field of global consciousness. So you get to be you, and you get to be connected, supported, held, and acknowledged. Feel the joy that's coming from the collective, almost as if saying thank you for transmuting. Thank you for releasing and clearing and shining more light. And now you might feel, I do, this welling within the heart center. It's almost as if we're not used to feeling so much joy. Because as we step out of our separateness, there is only love and joy for us to feel in our connection to the whole. And then we're going to spend seven more breaths just simply staying in this space. Because as you know, what we bring our awareness to is what we create more of in our life. So just simply allowing yourself to be in this beautiful, ambient, heart-activated space, connected space. Four more breaths here. And just basking and soaking in all the light that you've created, all the light that is your birthright. Feel how big and bright you are, and feel through those rainbow sparkles, the collective, the universal field knows you and is so glad you're here. And feel those sparkles within your heart center. All right, so now as we come to close with this practice and for this week, I invite you to continue to practice this whenever you feel the need to expand and connect to the fact that you are you and you are connected to everyone and everything. So straight spine, receiving all of this beautiful light. In your mind's eye, just simply capture this image of how it feels to be you right now, how connected you are, how bright and beautiful you are. Capture this image so that you can call upon it whenever you need. Wonderful. Namaste.
Thank you. Much love.